Ireland's decision to repeal the abortion ban comes just 3 years after the country legalized same-sex marriage. Tina Ray is a professor of religious and theological studies at Salve Regina University in Newport. Her husband is originally from Cork, Ireland. Ray says most of her Irish family and friends were against repealing the Eighth Amendment, and reactions on her social media feeds were mixed.
Most people are really surprised that it went the way that it went, because Catholic is such a Catholic country, but they don't realize that, you know, the country is no longer really under the shadow of the Catholic Church. People are thinking for themselves and voting their conscience.
Assistant professor of history at Providence College, Paul O'Malley, says the tide for abortion rights in Ireland has been rising since the early 90s.
In May 2018, there was no Mother Teresa figure to hold back the waters of legalized abortion, as they had been in 1983 when the Eighth Amendment was approved.
O'Malley says it's now up to Ireland's parliament to define the terms of legalization. Rhode Island Catholic Bishop Thomas Tobin tweeted that the vote was no surprise, saying the Western world has, quote, lost its moral compass. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.